My name's Sam. I'm Sam Carter. And
So, what's the name of your band?
It's Architects.
How'd you guys get started?
The band I was talking about.
We basically started as a Let Live tribute band. We started a while ago. I wasn't in the first lineup. I joined after, but the guys just formed. They all knew each other, and I joined later on.
How many times you guys played in the US?
This is like our 8th tour out here now. But yeah, we've just been slogging it and getting on every tour we can, and yeah, having a good time.
First time on the war tour?
Yeah, first time on the
How'd
fucking...
How do you like it?
It's good, it's fucking really fucking hot. It's insane. British person, it's not easy for us. We're gonna go home like half the size, just sweating all out.
And you guys, where are you guys from?
We're from Brighton in England.
It probably doesn't get that hot, does it?
No way.
Oh my god. I think I'd take a visit there during summer.
Yeah, too right. I would right now as well. I'm dying.
Oh my god. Who's your favorite? They said you're their favorite.
Yeah, they're mine as well. Them, Sticks Your Guns, Abbey Affliction, While She Sleeps, Bring Me the Horizon, loads of our mates, but they're my ones to watch.
How do you like liking the Warped Tour, like going?
I'm really enjoying it, actually. A lot of people like slated it. They said it was really hard work, and it's not. It's not hard work. You play a show every day, and you hang out with your mates and have a few beers at the end of every night. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's very fortunate to be able to do it.
Wow.
And when people moan about it, they can fuck off.
Is there a lot of Russia involved? Or?
It's pretty chill. The whole thing is chill. You know, you wake up. Sometimes you play early, and that's a bit of a rush, but pretty much everything's chill.
So, like, how long have you guys been playing?
Nearly at 10 years from when Tom and Dan like started everything. So yeah, going, yeah, long time.
How's it been for the past 10 years?
It's been fucking long. It's been really long. It's been really long, but we seem to be starting to get some recognition, so it's all worthwhile.
It all pays off.
It does, yeah. All the hard work pays off in the end.
Awesome. So what you guys got going up for the rest of your...
We're going to go and record a new record, which will be out soon, and then we're trying to sort out coming back here before the end of the year. Who knows? And then next year it all begins again, and we'll tour everywhere again.
How does it like feel like touring? I mean, like, I'm sure it could be like stressful sometimes, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it is what you make it, really. If you want to have fun, then you're going to have fun. If you're in it. Constantly in a bad mood, then you're going to be in a bad mood all the time. So I think for us, we just enjoy every second of it. You know, it's so much more fun than, you know, having a 9-to-5 job. And I think people need to realise that they're very fortunate. And no one's any better than anyone else. It's just, you know, we're just very lucky.
It's always better doing something you love than something you're just going to regret.
Exactly. Like, that's why I find it so hard to moan about it, because it's like, well, it's what I wanted to do when I was a kid, so what's the point in moaning about it? There's no time for it.
How does it feel like compared to like the music scene from Brighton to
coming out here? Oh, it's very different. Brighton's really like indie, sort of indie pop based. It's got a really cool scene though. Like, I really like the vibe of Brighton, but out here it's just on such a larger scale. And it's so crazy. I love it.
I mean, like, you have a lot of like upcoming like artists coming from the UK.
Yeah.
And do you think it's easier now than it was like say 5 years
when
ago?
When we started doing stuff? Yeah. Well, maybe not. I mean, the bands that were around at that point like 5 years ago that were killing it are still killing it. You know, like Bring Me the Horizon, us. We were of that sort of generation. Those other bands split up, but we kept going, so we kind of had that sort of little leg up. It's still going well. Like While She Sleeps, you know, they've come through, but they've been around for a while as well, but they've sort of now started coming out here more, so it's great. It's great for British music.
It's better now to easier expand yourself as a band than it was, like,
yeah.
You know.
We social networking is so fucking huge now.
Yeah, I know.
That whole side of it is just, you can get a fan base in another country before even going there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
When we first started coming here, no one fucking had a clue. But it's fine. Yeah. We're fine with it.
Oh, well, if you, do you have any, like, favorite bands that you would want to tour with?
I want a tour with Let Live, like an actual tour. That'd be nice. Stick to Your Guns, and I'd love to tour with Deftones. That's my dream.
Deftones.
We're playing a show with Deftones in August. And
nice.
They'd be the band that I'd love to tour with.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a big band.
Yeah.
Crazy. I heard they're very good live.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them a couple of times, and they're just insane too.
Wow. All right. Well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take a quick picture.
Yeah, yeah.